Chapter 39. You want me to explain repressed incest once removed, Dick said. Among people I've never met? Yeah, Jesse said. While I'm at it, would you like me to help you with your mental health? Sure, Jesse said. Dick sat back in his chair and put his feet up. Okay, tell me what you know, Dick said. While Jesse told him, Dix looked steadily at Jesse and never moved. When Jesse was through, Dix remained motionless and silent for what seemed to Jesse a full minute. Then he said, First, I'm sure you understand that this is not psychotherapy. Jesse nodded. I am at best an educated consultant in this. Put you ahead of me, Jesse said. You've been a cop long enough to know the difference between what you speculate about a suspect you haven't met and what you learn in an interview. Tell me what you speculate, Jesse said. Let's see what we've got here, Dick said. They're identical twins. Yes, Jesse said. They were raised together simultaneously in the same environment. Yes. The father was a successful philanderer and an associate, at least, of criminals. Yes. The mother is rigid and religious. Yes. The twins are not close to their mother. Doesn't seem so, Jesse said. But they are close to each other, Dick said. They dress alike, act alike, apparently think alike. I have the sense that the parents encouraged them in that, Jesse said. Mother thought it was God's will, father thought it was cute. In some cases, when two people are having sex with the same third party, one can speculate that they are trying, in fact, to access each other, Dick said. Through an intermediary, Jesse said. Yes. You think that's what's going on here? Not exactly, Dick said. They might both be trying to access the father through a surrogate. And married the surrogates that seemed most like dad, Jesse said. Maybe, Dick said. Why together, Jesse said. They are almost each other, Dick said. They may experience life as each other. It may alleviate guilt to be with each other. Perhaps it also cements their each-otherness. What about Agnoski? Maybe Molly's right, Dick said. Maybe Nako was too repellent for one, or, for that matter, for both. In any case, it doesn't change anything. The pathology seems firmly established, and if the usual way didn't work, it would find another. But we don't know if any of this is true, Jesse said. No, Dick said. It's an educated hypothesis which explains the data we have. It's a guess, Jesse said. Exactly, Dick said. And even if it's accurate, Jesse said, what good does it do me? Not my department, Dick said. Better to know than not to know, I suppose. Of course, we don't actually know anything, Dick said. It's an educated hypothesis which explains the data we have, Jesse said. Well said. But it still doesn't explain two murders, Jesse said. No, Dick said, it doesn't. But it might help define the area of speculation. Man, Jesse said, sometimes you talk just like a shrink. There's probably a reason for that, Dick said. Where do I go from here? Jesse said. I don't know, Dick said. You're supposed to know. Dick smiled. I never promised you a rose garden, he said. No one seems to, Jesse said. They were silent for a moment. Then Dick said, We have some time left. Jesse nodded. Why was I so taken with them? He said. The twins, Dick said. Yeah, I was so envious of them that I went on a bender, Jesse said. And why was it you were so envious? Dick said. Jesse said, Why wouldn't I be? Dick moved his shoulders in something that might have been a shrug. Everybody wants to be loved, Jesse said. Love manifests, Dick said, in many ways. Wow, Jesse said, that's a real shrink phrase. Feeling some anger, Dick said, at me? Jesse shrugged. Why do you suppose you're angry? Dick said. Jesse took in a deep breath and let it out in slow exasperation. Because you're leading me to face something I don't want to face, he said. Dick said nothing. They were both so submissive, Jesse said, so... He made a circular motion with his hand as he searched for the word. Self-abnegating, Dick said. Hoo-ha, Jesse said. Self-abnegating. You know what it means, Dick said. Jesse nodded. And you're right, he said. I loved how self-abnegating they were. So if they put themselves aside, Dick said. Then they totally belonged to the husband, Jesse said. Dix waited. He leaned back a little farther. His elbows were on the arms of his chair. His hands were folded in front of him. He rubbed the balls of his thumbs lightly together. What woman would want that? Jesse said. Dix waited. What man would want a woman to be like that? Jesse said. Dix waited. I don't like women like that, Jesse said. Dix moved his head slightly. It might have been a nod. A woman like that couldn't leave me, Jesse said. Dix nodded. Jesus, Jesse said. I was asking Jen to do things she couldn't do, and shouldn't. Probably, Dix said. And then I blamed her when she cheated. Tough place for Jen to be, Dix said. Why the hell am I like that? Jesse said. Dix looked at his watch. Don't know, he said. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll never know. But perhaps you won't make the same mistake again. Jesse nodded. When he left the office, he felt a little dizzy, and his head felt overused.